So you delivered numbers this morning. How did you do?
I think we're very pleased with the numbers. The performance was very robust. I think the established businesses have performed remarkably well in pretty difficult times. Our emerging businesses in China, here our insure business and our kind of global business of Vitality have done really well. So the growth in business is higher than the growth in new business is higher than I think in the past by a reasonable margin. So we're very pleased with the progress.
When you look at the business specific performances, let's start off with South Africa. Which part of the business stands out to you and has done really well?
The reality is I think they all have. Discovery Health off an incredibly high base grew by its new business by 18%. Discovery Life by 17%. Our invest business, our long-term savings business, I think did reasonably well in a very difficult climate. The markets have drifted sideways for a few years, so its 12% increase in operating profit was, I think, pretty good. Discovery Insure here has had a tremendous evolution. It's now turned profitable. The growth is absolutely staggering. So the South African businesses have done well. I do think that there's, in difficult times, there's a kind of a flight to quality. I think we're grabbing market share. So it's not easy, I think we know that, but working hard.
What's your assessment of our current operating environment here in South Africa?
I think it's difficult. I mean, obviously the economy is fairly stagnant. People are battling. We know that there's a lot of uncertainty, I think, and negativity, so these things compound. It's not a great operating environment, but we have to work hard and build. I think it's critical.
Right. And when you look at the UK business, there was concerns over Brexit. Somewhat, there are still a bit here and there. How are you reading that market and how have the businesses within the UK performed?
Well, the health business performed really well. I mean, its operating profit was nearly doubled. But the life business is affected. I mean, the one aspect of Brexit that for us is a lasting issue, that, less in the operating environment, is low rates of interest. So long-term rates of interest that are critical to a life insurer are at record lows. And we've had to really reconfigure the business to make sure it is highly profitable in that kind of environment. And I think the team did a great job. So we're feeling pretty good about where the business is. Its profits did decline in the year by 11%, but is now, I think, fit for purpose for a very low interest rate environment. And if rates go up, and they should, we should be in a very strong position.
I remember attending your results presentation, and I'm quite fascinated by Ping An Health and what you managed to do with it. How did that perform with these results?
Look, Ping An Health has been unbelievable. The kind of growth we've seen there is something that a South African company doesn't see. Its number of lives has kind of grown by hundreds of percent. And this year, in the year under review, new business grew by 80%. So the rate of growth is staggering. At this stage, the quality of business being done is superb. Claims levels, persistency levels are very good. So it has been actually, Ping An Health is probably the star performer in many ways. We have to see how it plays out. I think we must have realistic expectations, but it does exhibit rates of growth that are beyond what we've ever seen.
Right. In terms of your intention to enter the banking industry, what's the progress made thus far?
We've been pretty clear. We'd like to be in the market by Q2 2018. I mean, it's a big endeavor. All work streams are on track. All system issues are on track. We're busy in the regulatory process. That does take time. But at the moment, we're on track, feeling good about it.
Right. I read in your results statement that you have, strong support for the objectives that are proposed by the NHI. However, some of the people we've been speaking to on the show tend to bring out some of the issues that are around the NHI, a little bit of an uncertainty. They don't know where it's going. Some are worried that it might affect medical schemes. What's your stance on the NHI at its current form?
An NHI and a coordinated healthcare system are crucial. I mean, I think that's clear, and we are unequivocal about our support of it, and we are support for it, and we are trying our best to help where we can. I think there's a lot of complexities to the interaction between medical schemes and an NHI. I think there's, on one hand, a sense that it should replace medical schemes. On the other hand, pragmatically, there isn't the money to do so. So these are the kind of debates that I think will play out in a pretty heated way over a number of years going forward. My sense is that it would be difficult and inappropriate to damage private healthcare. I think it would create a sovereign risk, frankly. And I think ultimately we'll end up with a system that hopefully works well. I still think the challenge is really getting a well-funded NHI to work, you know, and hopefully be part of that narrative and debate.
All right. As well, in your presentation, you talk about the technology you've had to implement in order to address medical scheme fraud. I wanted to know, how big is this an issue for you, especially as a discovery?
Medical scheme fraud is, I mean, there are many estimates to what its size is. I think we've got a very, very strong forensic technology data ability that really is, I think, doing a pretty good job. It is, unfortunately, an endless problem in health insurance around the world. You've got small transactions with a third-party payer. It is a problem. But I don't believe it is a problem of epic proportions that can't be solved. And, in fact, in this year, we've put through a pretty low rate increase by historic standards, trying our best to make sure healthcare is affordable. So most things we're doing, I think, are getting traction, but we have to keep working at it. We know that people battle to afford healthcare. It's our fundamental mandate, clear to us.
What are your prospects for growth, specifically in South Africa?
You know, if I look at the big businesses, Discovery Health and Discovery Life, they are pretty dominant and successful. I think they can grow. New businesses in South Africa like Discovery Insure, I think, and Discovery Invest, which is relatively small in its market share, have tremendous potential. So there is great potential. Of course, if we are successful with the bank, and I think we hope we will be, that's our intent, that obviously opens up a whole new wing of potential growth. So the market, I think, offers great potential for us.
All right, Adrian, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.